You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7:04 on Monday morning, the fifth day of January 2026. Yes, the Chet Buchanan Show is live. We're back. Woo. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Thank you. Well, I was speaking of, we were talking about the bowl game earlier and the different events, and I'm backstage for the bowl game luncheon, which is really great. It's at the old joint at Virgin Hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, which I love that room. I love that stage.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, my God. Everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm backstage, and this guy with the bowl game comes up to me. This is what, on the 27th? Yeah. The 28th? Something like that. Mm-hmm. 29th, okay. Even. Anyway, he comes up to me and he goes, yeah, Metallica, something or other. And I have no idea what he's talking about. We run, you know, like how like if, when you watch Seinfeld or Friends or, you know, or whatever, or Big Bang Theory, those aren't new episodes. During the holidays, we run, they call it in our business, they call it best of. Which I will absolutely never call it best of, because I think, well, if that's the best, yikes. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
If that's this is the best of us? Oof.
Oy.
But, he wanted to have a full-on conversation of some thing that we did 6 months ago, but just happened to replay that day. I had no idea what he was talking about.
That's hilarious.
Like, and I was trying to come up in my head with, what were we doing talking about Metallica?
Yeah.
What subject came up?
Literally the only thing I could think that I'd ever say is like, when Lady Gaga played with Metallica. Like, that's the only way it would make sense if it came out of my mouth. No idea.
Maybe. But I'm trying to, and it was really funny because it was one of those things where he was super excited and came up to me and really wanted to have a conversation about what we talked about.
Oh my God.
I had no idea what he was saying. None whatsoever.
The best.
And literally it just ended up being like, oh, well, okay.
Bye.
Good to see you. Bye.
Thanks for listening, bro.
I was such a disappointment to him.
Yeah.
And I consider us pretty good friends.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what his job is?
What?
This is the coolest thing. You'll see this now. I don't know if he does it for the Raiders, but I know he does it for UNLV. He does it for the bowl game and all that other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy, they call him in the business, they call it Red Hat, that he's on the football field and he's the one that talks to the television truck and comes out on the field and says, we're going to break. And the referees see him when they see him, and they call him Red Hat because he's wearing a
Red Hat.
And he comes out and he holds his hand up and the game stops and they're going to break. That's his job. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what he was. He was so excited to talk about Metallica.
Still not a clue on this side either.
By the way, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, a big thing happened over the holidays. I think I'm using this one. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd be proud to know that our very own Adrian Hernandez, over the holidays,
what is going on?
Broke through over 150,000 subscribers to the Unlikely Pod.
Thank you.
Congratulations, my friend.
I did not know where you were going with that. I appreciate that. 150K,
yeah,
baby. Thank you. Super proud.
Incredible.
Super proud. Are you making money off that? Like, could you leave us tomorrow if you wanted to?
I love you every time. You're like, hey, this content monetization, is that the monetization?
You know I'm all about business. Yeah, I'm all about business.
Yes, yes, we are. Thankfully, you know what I'm saying? Sire had a good Christmas. Also, thanks to you guys, by the way. That's a different subject. Thank you guys for that.
Uncle Chet and Auntie Mika love Sire.
We're doing a big deal. December was big with Cena's retirement, so everything was good. Thank you for asking.
By the way, did we Michaela, not really Michaela's fault, more mine than hers. Did we cause a fight at your house?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
I didn't like that at all.
Wait, why?
And listen, for people that don't know, during Toy Drive, because I'm here in the studio and I'm not on location with them, mm-hmm. I can hear a lot. Like the dude from Game of Thrones that hears everyone's secrets, Lil Flower, mm-hmm. whatever his name was, that's true.
So yeah, you hear everything.
When the mother of my child went up and was talking to Chet, just everything. I had my notes out, every lie that she was saying, everything that she was saying. Stop. Just I need.
There were no lies.
No,
we didn't even talk about you.
I'm just being.
You weren't even included.
Just
Adrian.
In general. So yeah, no, it brought a little bit of strife. Just because I would like to be involved in the conversation. Like if
you didn't
want to
be involved in the conversation.
Yeah, but it's about my coworkers. Like this involves people that I work with on a day-to-day basis.
Like he's getting mad right now.
Here's what happened, Michaela. Here's what happened, Michaela. So this is really funny because this all ties together. We're having the conversation about Christmas. I said, you guys doing good? You know, Christmas? Yeah, you know, well, Sire. You know. Okay, great. Uncle Chet would like to be involved. So would Auntie Mika. We'll make it happen. And she goes, okay, great. And she comes back to me. She says, Adrian won't give me your number.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. And I said, I looked at her, there are other ways to do this. So yeah, so somebody's Santa list via Amazon.
Yeah.
May have snuck into my DMs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Found its way.
But I did say, I said, you got to be careful with this. I said, because whatever you send, that's what's happening. and she did send the whole thing, and well, we didn't do all of it.
No.
That's another thing. The creation of the list and just all this thing. Oh my goodness. Good gracious, yo. He has every Marvel toy he could want. See, I'm just saying other people go through some difficult things, but it is what it is. And thank you guys.
I thought about it and I thought, you know what? She can handle herself.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
And did.
And then after
scale
Christmas,
of 1 to 10. When scale of 1 to 10, how big was the blow up?
It wasn't there is no blow up. You want to know why? Because he just goes up the steps and gives me a smirk and goes, hey, that's that. This is why
I said, she can handle herself.
That's why I knew she can handle herself.
All right. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is back. Woo. We're going to need two contestants. We're going to give you Ed Sheeran tickets coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, now let's try this with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Contestant number one today, Adrian, is whom?
That'll be Veronica Morales from The Chills.
Hey, Veronica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you narrow it down? What was the best moment of the holidays? Best moment.
Wow.
It's a hard question.
Best moment was just... You know what? At the end of the day, the holidays is gratitude. And just being together. We're new to Vegas, so just serving my boys at home was amazing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
I'll take
awesome.
It. I'll take it. I realize that's almost not a fair question, and you could have answered me, no. I cannot narrow it down. And we would have accepted that. Contestant number two is whom?
That'll be Mike Gura from Providence.
Oh, it's a border war. Centennial Hills and Providence right there next to each other. They go
Let's
right up against
begin.
Each other. How about that? All right, then. We'll see who's got supremacy in the northwest part of the valley right now. Add in a little Sky Canyon and maybe some Mount Charleston, and you got yourself a real Donnybrook.
Donnybrook, let's go.
I know, right? I was trying to come up with a name.
This is how we start the year. Let's do this.
I was trying to come up with one of them good old Jim Ross sayings for you there from wrestling.
A little slobber knocker is about to happen. Let's get to it.
Slobber knocker. That's right. You know, Mike, how you doing? You all right, buddy?
Yep, doing good.
All right, here's the deal. Buzz in with your name. First 1 to 3 wins the game. What else do I tell them? It's been a long time since we played this game.
Yeah, buzz in with your name.
Oh, don't blurt out the answer until we call on you, because you don't want the other person to get the answer just because you thought you got in first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So wait until we call on you. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Hey, I'll ask you this, Veronica. I know you're new to Vegas. Do you know why we call her, why we call Michaela the commissioner?
Of course, because her last name is Gordon.
Look at you. Montero. It's like you've lived here all your life. Yeah. It's like you've lived here all your life. Yes, the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
I've been a fan from day one.
Thank God you, sister. Bless you. Can she win right now, or do we have to do
the game? No bonus points or shenanigans.
Okay. Sure,
stop
sure,
it.
Sure, got it. Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you our boss's email. Tell her that.
Okay. Timothy Chalamet accepted his award at the Critic Choice Award last night, and he thanked his partner of 3 years. What's this?
Veronica.
She knows how to play the game.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Did they? Easy over there, big fella. Did they? Were the pictures that I saw doctored or altered? Has she lost some weight?
I don't know. I feel like not. No, maybe.
I didn't.
Nothing noticeable.
Yeah, I didn't know her as a larger size, but they were showing. They were showing like a side by side. I'm like, this can't be.
No, that's not. You're
Are you talking about the
Hacks characters that walk the carpet? Okay, this is not your fault. Two characters from Hacks.
It might be my fault.
Walked a red carpet and thought it would be so funny to dress as Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner because they don't look anything like them. So they spoofed it a few days after. Timothy and Kylie.
And they wore the same outfit and everything. The orange.
That.
Yes.
So no, those are two separate people.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. All right. No, I we need it. To make that clear. Yeah.
Good. All right. One right zip for Centennial Hills.
After the singer lost home was 200 pounds, he rocked the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on New Year's Eve. What's this singer's name?
Mike
for the tie.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. That show was phenomenal.
Did you go?
No, but I saw all of our people that did.
Just like the videos and stuff. Yeah.
Does Jelly Roll have to change his name? Like how Young Jeezy is now just Jeezy because he's older? Jelly Roll's
What do you change it to?
I don't
Jelly?
Know.
J-Roll.
Yeah, J-Roll.
Well, don't you have to take, isn't the roll part the part that you're getting rid of?
Maybe. You could also get rid of the Jelly.
Yeah, but if you're just Jelly.
This is what
the
I'm saying.
Gone.
JR.
You like my
Do we call
pet?
Him JR?
Oh, JR is distinguished. Yeah.
Then you get
non-sugared jelly. Yeah. I don't know. That doesn't sound
No, it's
bad.
Just Jelly Roll. Right. By the way, on the cover of Men's Health.
Looks so good.
Too. Which is amazing. He's down to 265. He used to weigh 540.
Insane.
Good for him. All right, wow. We're tied at one.
This singer surprised people on New Year's Eve when he came out and did a full set at his club, The Pinky Ring. What's this singer's name?
Veronica. Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And never seen it before. They caught him driving out of there in his, you know, the SUV from MGM.
Yeah.
And he waved at people.
He's so cool.
It was funky. I'd never, you'd think you'd see more of that. You never see Bruno except on stage.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you're out of gambling debt, he's happy. He's just waving at people.
Easy,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Easy. Do you believe that's true?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, yeah, it is.
I don't believe it's true. And for Floyd Mayweather, too. I don't believe either one of those with the stories going on.
That Floyd's broke?
Yeah. Like, as they're saying? I don't believe that.
I will say that I have a pretty good source that said and confirmed it was true. And it wasn't, like, the biggest
deal. About Bruno?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's how it started.
Right, do you believe the Celine story?
What's the Celine story?
Same thing. That Renee, her husband, was deep in debt, and they said she can work it off.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that story.
I would believe that one too.
Okay, wait a minute. Veronica, do you believe the Bruno Mars story? That he had $50 million in gambling debts?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mike, do you believe that story?
I don't know.
Fair.
Good.
Fair. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to admit anything that could be used against me in court.
Totally.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not doing that.
Good for you.
Do you believe, Mike, do you believe that Floyd is broke?
Yes.
I think maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica, do you think Floyd's broke?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
That would be really rough. Do you believe that Celine had to shake her you-know-what all those years because Renee had gambling debt?
She's incredibly talented that she could just keep performing. Well, never mind. Not after that stiff syndrome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where she's having a hard time singing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
But you don't think she's making residuals off even, like, My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's how it started. I think that's how it started. I don't think that's how it continued.
Mm.
I think it started that way, and then they went, wow, look at all the money we're making. And they were like, yeah, us too. Let's continue.
Well, I don't have any sources for those people, so I only can confirm grandmas.
Can I tell you? My wife's claim to fame was one night they had her make pastries for Celine, and Celine liked them so much that my wife had to make them every night.
So great.
For Celine.
So cool.
And then Elton John got, it's a long story. Are we still tied? No, we're 2-1 Veronica, are we not?
Yep.
All right, correct. Let's continue.
This comic and former late night TV host hosted the Critics' Choice Awards last night. What's her name?
Oh. Okay. Time. Ooh, who was that?
Chelsea Handler.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Still 2-1, Veronica.
This hockey team has lost their fifth game in a row, and Vegas fans are not happy about it. What's the team's name?
Veronica. Vegas Golden Knights.
And another one in overtime. What the heck? Game over. We got a brand new champion.
Woo! Yeah, V.
All right, Mike, go to work. We can tell you're distracted.
I had to take the kids to school, but yes.
Yeah, I know. We appreciate your effort, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, bro.
Thanks, guys.
It's like I'm not back in the routine yet. What was I thinking?
Everybody. Oh, bye.
Veronica, great stuff. Yeah, Golden Knights have lost 12 games in overtime this year. We're halfway through the season, and the league record is 18 overtime losses. Cool. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Still first in the division, though, so shut up.
Oh.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They did let me be artist of the game for Christmas Eve, so I'm still a fan. They were nice to me.
Name drop, I see you.
No, thank you so much.
Sources, get that in there.
Yeah, stuff. Sources said I was the artist of the year. I mean, artist of the game.
If you don't hype yourself up, you will
the year.
We will. I just forgot about
Shut
it. There
up,
was so much that happened.
Shut up, Adrian. I made a little mistake.
What did he say? I missed it.
Because I go, artist of the year, I mean game, and he goes, whoa, artist of the year.
Well.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah, at the end of 25 with 4 days left. Yeah, right. I was.
That's not being announced until April. Stop it. You're not supposed to know that yet, Adrian.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Golden Knights are still number one in the division, tied with Edmonton, 1 point ahead of Anaheim. So stop panicking. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be just fine. And Veronica Morales from Centennial Hills, our brand new champion, along with 2 tickets to Ed Sheeran the Loop Tour with Miles Smith and others at Allegiant Stadium Saturday, July 18th.
Woo! Welcome.
All right, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Shocking that the most recent leg of that residency is over. And if you don't go see him in February, it may never happen again.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, like you've said... Everyone says it's the best show they've ever seen. Really.
Single greatest thing I've ever seen.
I gotta go.
I'm not kidding you. I'm trying to think of something that has topped that, and I can't. And I don't just say it. Okay, Nick Carter's not here. Look around. Is Nick here?
No.
He's not here. Mm-mm. I don't even know if Nick's listening right now. But I'll say it whether he's here or not. You know what I mean? Single greatest thing I've ever
seen. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. This last time around, and maybe I just hadn't noticed it as much before, but I noticed it a lot now. This one's really shook the bushes for NSYNC. Like Justin Timberlake, stop it. Get NSYNC back together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, do you not see how much money Backstreet Boys have made?
Yeah, dude.
Have you not? Can NSYNC come in behind Backstreet Boys?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
And do the sphere, or is it just super, like, hacky?
Dude, I would remove ego no matter what and come in and do the show because you guys will make such bank. The girls do not care. They would love to see Justin with NSYNC, and they would pay it, and it would be amazing. And sometimes it's better to be the second than it is the first because the kinks are worked out. We know what's going on, and now NSYNC comes in. They've seen Backstreet Boys' show, so they know how to make it even bigger and better for NSYNC. Like, no, you guys do it.
It would be 1999 all over again.
It'd be insane.
You know what I mean? There would be two camps of like, this show was the best, period.
Yeah.
It would, honest to God, they could, and then, you know what you do? So then you let NSYNC have their run.
Mm-hmm.
Then you combine forces.
Yes.
And then, although, how are you going to make more money than you're making right now? Where were the Backstreet Boys making $4 million a night? How are you going to make more money? You couldn't make the tickets. You'd have to make the tickets so expensive that nobody could go.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I don't know that you can combine forces.
Well, can I tell you something? If it was Backstreet Boys and then it was NSYNC, during the break, there was a rumor that Spice Girls could be reuniting and also going to the Sphere.
Jesus.
And if the Spice Girls went to the Sphere, every human being, girl in Vegas, my age, would freak out. Okay, let me okay.
And by that, Michaela means her.
That's exactly.
Michaela means her. No, but you're
every
right.
Single
you're,
person in the world, the, me.
Oh, no, I would go. I would go in a light second. My expectations would be low. My expectations would be low because if they came out there and they weren't great, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen Backstreet Boys through the years.
Yeah.
And they've always brought it. They've always brought it. When they were doing the residency at Planet Hollywood, that was, they killed it. It was amazing. My expectations would be, you know what I would hope for? I'd hope that it would end up like this J-Lo show that's at Caesars right now, where I don't think anybody gave two, you know, like, okay, good for you, J-Lo. And then now everybody's talking about how great this show is.
Yeah, I would like to speak for every girl my age that Spice Girls gave us the movie Spice World. They gave us so much love and laughter, and then they just left us for like 20 years. If those girls came to the Sphere, I have full confidence they would bring it so hard, and literally the Y2K babies would pay. I think it would be a concert that I would be willing to spend so much on just to see them. And I think there would be others. Oh, God.
Oh, no doubt about it. There is no two ways about it. Spice Girls could crush that on Backstreet Boys level.
Ugh.
They could.
Oh, God, they could be just so great.
Just because we haven't seen them in so long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
NSYNC would do that.
They'd crush it.
Is the Metallica thing real? I forget. Is Metallica real? There? I would just go to Metallica.
Rumors just like Spice Girls.
Still rumors. It's not a real thing.
Nope. Not yet. Nothing confirmed. Nothing announced.
That would destroy. That would just absolutely destroy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm so excited, you guys.
It is a little weird that the Sphere is being like the old retro NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, No Doubt, Spice Girls. I did not think that when this arena was being built that's what it would be for.
But I got to tell you, like, I feel the way that my parents were so obsessed with Motown. Like, I feel like my generation now is like the Y2K babies. And I think it's so smart for the Sphere to sort of go in that direction if that's how they choose to do.
I just saw upper echelon, one of a kind, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, you know, the top of
the top.
I hear
you there.
That's what I thought.
But they're doing guaranteed cash. Honestly, I was a little surprised at the No Doubt. I was surprised at Zac Brown, just because I thought, ooh, I just didn't think it was. Oh man, I'm gonna get yelled at, but okay. I just didn't think they were big enough. You know what I mean? Like they're big, but not Backstreet Boys big, not Eagles big, not Grateful Dead big. You know the way that they travel and pack shows.
Yeah.
I was surprised. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting. Something to think about. Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Speaking of people that are coming to town and playing shows, Zane is coming. He's going to do a 7-night residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We have tickets for you for relationship rehab. A buddy of mine got engaged over the holidays. Yay! He did the thing where, you know, Merry Christmas. And she has reacted in a way that if he would have reacted the way that she reacted, I think they'd be parading him through the streets right now. You know what I mean? Whatever they, you know, ding, 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 shame, ding, 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 shame.
Yeah.
You know, that whole deal that he would be in so much trouble. I just want to investigate on relationship rehab coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:06 on Monday morning, the fifth day of January 2026. the year of the fire horse, Michaela.
Yeah, baby. February 17th. It switches over.
Oh, is that when it is? We have to wait that long.
Yeah, we're still in the snake.
I'm fired up about it because I am a fire horse. I am that.
Well, that's awesome.
Supposedly, yeah. Supposedly my year. Look out, everybody.
That's so great. Yeah, it's going to be a great year. Everyone did all their shedding last year like a snake. Got rid of jobs, toxic things, people. Yeah. This year it's supposed to be like on and popping. But you still have time. If you haven't shed, you have until February 7th to like bring it all home for yourself.
Okay, 17th. Did you say 7th or 17th?
17th. 6 weeks.
To shed. What am I shedding?
Pounds? Whatever is no longer working for you, baby.
Anyone holding you down, Chet?
Yeah.
So, okay. So this show's done on February 16th. I'm just kidding.
And thanks for everything.
Joke. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. I'm gonna go ahead and get sucked in by the marketing on this. Are you gonna try? Remember Mr. Bubble?
Yeah.
Remember the bubble bath, Mr. Bubble, when you were a kid?
Yeah, I do.
I guess it's still around. Now they're gonna do bubble bath flavored soda for National Bubble Bath Day this Thursday. Why am I talking about this? I have no idea. Are you drinking bubble bath flavored soda?
Absolutely not.
What if they told you that the actual... Are you?
No, but Michaela is someone who visits Mr. Swig every damn day and tries all those different flavors.
Mr. Swig.
What's it called?
No, babe. I do Swig. The same flavor every day. It's a Diet Dr. Pepper with coconut cream and vanilla, and that's what I like. I don't even try their other weird stuff. They had like a Dr. Pepper chai mix, and I was like, yuck. Bubble water, I'm good.
Bubble water, bubble water, you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they that's what I thought too. I thought gross.
Yeah, it sounds weird and gross.
Bath water, gross. Soap flavor. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? What if I told you the actual flavor was bubble gum? I think I'm still out.
Yeah, because I'm a mental girl. I'm going to think of bubble bath water and I'm not going to like it.
Yeah. And even bubble gum water. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. Doesn't just help you find insurance plans, they help you pay for it. It's a good sell. I'm in. Honest to God, I'm like, really? Choose from a variety of plans and find health insurance plans as low as $10. Why wouldn't you? I know you're going to ask me. NevadaHealthLink.com. Sorry, I wasn't. That's when I always get the text. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, NevadaHealthLink.com. All one word. Just do your thing. Relationship rehab is a true story, ripped from the headlines. My buddy got engaged over the holidays. Yay!
Yeah.
And congratulations. Although, I'm not a big... How do we feel about the holiday engagement?
It happened a lot, it seemed like, for me on my timeline. Yeah, Everybody was getting engaged, married, all that.
Yeah, my engagement was December 23rd. December 22nd?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Help me understand why. Was there significance?
There was for us. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be holiday bound, but it was. It came at a time where the show that I was on had sort of like folded, and things were kind of insane. We were getting ready to leave the city that we'd been in for a couple of years, and Lisa was like, "Listen, no matter what happens, I love you. I got your back forever. Do you want to marry me?" However, it was kind of nice because then when we came home for the holidays, it doesn't happen on the holiday. So you can still sit at dinner and be like, yeah, it's awesome. Look, so great. But not take all the attention either, which who cares if you wanted to. But yeah, I think it's actually, it was kind of nice.
Yeah. I don't hit the on the 22nd around the holidays. I understand on the holiday. I don't know. There's something about the mixing that I'm not crazy about.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. If we're going specifically Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I don't think I'm into it.
Yeah.
But the family's all around.
Not that it matters. I'm assuming do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Live your life. But don't you want like another day to celebrate? Like you kind of have to force two in one.
Although every Christmas from then on out, this is the day we got engaged.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Saying it out loud, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, but they got engaged, which is great. Also weird because I thought they already were engaged.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Good for you. Damn. I thought they already were. I didn't know.
Nice.
They'd been together a long time, you know. She's doing, and here's what's funny. Oh, I think it's because she tagged him. She does it because I didn't think I followed her, you know, but she's doing that, the whole grateful for the holidays post. Oh, the holidays are so great. Got to see my family. We did this and did that. And then at the end, she throws in, oh, yeah. And I got engaged.
Oh.
Now, I'm willing to give you, and I realize I'm taking the argument out of it already. I'm willing to give you that she might think she's being funny or cute. But that wasn't the way I looked at it right away. You know what I mean?
I hear it differently than you do.
You think funny or cute?
Yeah, I think she's being cute. I think it's the way you do things when you're like, oh, I did this. Oh, by the way, got engaged.
I'm showing you the... Can you see this in your camera?
Yeah.
I'm showing you the post.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh.
And then right back into...
Oh, wait.
And then right back into... Yeah, family, did this, did that.
Okay.
Oh, I got engaged. And then, oh, by the way, my dog died.
Yeah. Okay, I was seeing it wrong in my head, reading it that way. Not only did she say, oh, and got engaged, then continues with, like, sad news. Like, it wasn't,
Here's the other weird part about that. There's half a zillion pictures here. Half a zillion. Oh, okay. Finally, way down at the bottom, he's on one knee putting the ring on her finger, and she's crying. So it's about Oh, and then there's another one.
Yeah, but honestly, after I read it, how it was written,
Is this bad?
Yes.
Is this bad? 702-364.
I'm giving my opinion away. I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way, and I have a follow-up question along with that. 702-364-9898. The holidays were great. I get it. Again, I'm willing to leave room for she thinks she's being funny. And oh, by the way, I got engaged.
Zipping it up.
For now.
That's how I feel.
You're gonna let it all out in a minute.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you should.
Thank you.
Zane's got a 7-night residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM the 28th of this month. The Wednesday show, we've got tickets for you, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Would you like them? Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9890. Oh, the first relationship rehab of the new year. Already. People, I'm over it already. The first blah, blah, blah of the new year. Yeah, we know. We know.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab with tickets for Zane during his 7-night residency at Dolby Live Park MGM on Wednesday, January 28th. Thank you, Live Nation. We appreciate you. My buddy got engaged over the holidays. His now fiance was doing hey, this is all the cool stuff that happened over the holidays. And then it's funny, Adrian, on my screen it says Morgan. Excuse me, Jen. Which is it? Oh, Jen first?
Yes.
Jen first.
Jen first, all right. Please.
All right. So Jen.
Hey there.
Hello. Hi. Happy New Year. I think is today the last day you can say Happy New Year, or can you say it all week?
You can say it all week.
Plus, it's my birthday week, so.
Yeah!
Oh, well, happy birthday. Nice. Screw the new year. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Happy your new year. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's forget everybody cool. else's
new year.
That's right. That's right. So she's doing the holidays were great. She throws in, and oh, yeah, I got engaged, LOL. Are they doomed?
That whole LOL thing, yeah. I mean, I just...
That's not the part I expected you to... Yeah, okay.
That's the part, LOL. Because, I mean, is it funny, or is she excited, or is she, like, maybe didn't really want to talk about it? I say doomed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... And, oh, I got... And the engagement pictures are buried.
Yeah, dude.
So why is that? Maybe there's folks she doesn't want to know in her feed, right? And
you know what I realized? I haven't fully explained my concern with this. Isn't the engaged the best part?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, apparently it's not so obvious. I'm just saying, you would think it's the best part.
It should be the best part.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's the best part.
Right. Indeed.
The thing, too, is how she wrote it. Like, mm-hmm. I was trying to give her so much rope, and then I was like, no, it's okay. But then I read it, and she was like... Then I got engaged, and then also my dog is dead. And I was like, oh, my God, sis. Like, what? Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but like...
I can't even believe she threw that last part in there on the same
girl, post. Yes. She was like,
and my dog
blah, blah,
died.
Blah, 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 and I'm engaged, and my dog is actually dead, and that's not great. And you're like, oh.
Everything, this was all awesome. Oh, by the way, I got engaged. But really what's important is my dog died.
Yeah, and there was no exclamation point. It was a straight up period after she said, oh, and I got engaged. And also my dog.
You're right. Not, there wasn't.
No, it was weird. It was weird. No. Usually I'm on the girl's side, but I can't.
Kayla, I thought same. At first she was trying to be funny, but now not so much.
Yeah, same. It would be like that thing when you're like, you mention all of these things, and then you say the most important cool thing is like, oh, by the way, I'm engaged. And you're like, yes, sister. But it,
can I throw a spin at it?
Yeah.
A quick spin?
Yes.
If he does this, if this is his post, aren't we not literally parading him down the street?
I'm going to parade her down the street, guy or girl.
Well, okay.
It's messed up.
Yeah. Well, he's but definitely cheating.
Like, it's literally, kill him slowly. You know what I mean? They're protesting at that point.
For sure, but we're protesting her.
Okay, so it's both sides.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We agree?
Yeah.
All right. Is there any, Adrian, let me ask you this. So, Jen, congratulations. Have fun at Zane on the 28th, later on this month.
Woohoo. Happy birthday.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, and happy birthday.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Happy birthday, period, LOL.
No exclamation point.
We don't really.
You're going to Zane, but your dog died. No big deal.
But your dog died. Zane, we're giving you tickets to Zane and a dead dog.
Yeah.
That wasn't as funny as it was.
Listen, she's a Capricorn.
Sorry.
She's got dry humor. It's okay.
I apologize. It's early in the morning.
She gets it.
I'm not back in the groove yet. My filter isn't good.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's okay.
Not that it ever. Not that it ever is. But yeah, it's
someone's
especially
listening. Like who? No. Wait, what?
PETA. PETA's making plans right now. Adrian, let me ask you this: is there anybody on the phone, Morgan, Lisa, whoever else, that is going, "Hey, knock it off. She's fine."
No. Not on the phones, but in the studio right now is me.
Oh.
Do you guys feel like you guys are a little bit...
hello, you. Yes. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, buddy.
You guys feel like you guys are maybe like too online? Like this matters a lot more to you guys because like the reason I ask is because I was thinking when you were saying and I saw that there was a Facebook post, I realized over break that my personal Facebook page... I made 3 posts last year. That's the least amount I've done in my entire life since I've had it. And I'm just like, not everybody is wired to be. So the way that they use it and the way that they say things. I don't
1,000,000%.
Because that was kind of a recap of her whole holiday season. Granted, it was odd and it's weird. And I'm a hypocrite because if I was engaged to her, I'd be pissed off. But from the outside, I'm like, well, maybe that's the way she views it.
Yeah, I get you. And again, I'm making room. I'm making room for the she didn't mean it like that. She's trying to be funny and cute. It just seems odd to me that it's kind of all like it's all buried.
No, I don't get you, Adrian. You're like, even I would be upset, but we should let it go. No way. You can't.
But we're chronically online. This is what we do.
No,
this is like our life. Not everybody's like that.
It doesn't matter because you can never post. No one's faulting her for how many times she posts on Facebook. What's weird is the way that she said it. That's what's weird. It's not about being online or not or posting online or not. It's like she was like, here was all the things that happened. And I got engaged. And here's some more really sad stuff.
Fair.
And here's the photos, I guess.
And Chet did say that he thought that they were already engaged. So they've been together for such a long time.
Don't try to drag me. Don't try to drag me to cover you. Like, here, I'm going to pull this guy in front of me so he'll take the bullets.
Thanks for that,
buddy. Don't try and do that, brother. You're out here. You're out there on your own on this one, sir. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:02 on Monday morning, the fifth day of 2026. Welcome back, everybody. The first live show for the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. What did you just say? We were talking about the cats. It's so stupid. I didn't change. We were gone for a couple of days. After New Year's, we left New Year's Eve. It was pretty great. Michaela, it was pretty awesome. I did the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yeah.
The game was over at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a plane at 5:30.
Oh, nice. Ooh, you're so good at that. You literally can get any flight in the nick of time.
We don't. Here's the deal. Because people go, oh, well, you do, and the traveling and the this and the that. but we don't. Most people, when they travel, they have to pack. They have to make arrangements. They have all of these things that they have to do. For us, it's like getting on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't, because we got houses. I was going to Seattle, so we've got the farm. We have a fully stocked house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's not like traveling. It's like whether I'm sitting on the couch and watching Netflix, mm-hmm. or whether I'm sitting on a plane and watching Netflix. It's the same Netflix, smaller screen. That's it. But we, on New Year's Eve, I got a notification while I was at the Las Vegas Bowl. I got a notification that our door that you come in the garage into the laundry room, that door, that the lock wasn't going to work because the batteries were dying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change them. I knew I'd gotten the same notification a couple of days earlier. I wasn't going home, and I figured, it'll last a couple of days. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. And
big deal.
The lock ended up dying. It didn't have enough juice to be able to open the door, and it was panic time at our house. My wife was like, "I have to go home." And I'm like, no, why don't we just overnight a key? We'll just overnight a key to your friend who's watching the cats. What if the key doesn't work? I go, well, then it's not going to work for you either.
You know what I mean? It's like, if it don't work, it don't work. Sorry.
It's not working. So just send my key. Because if my key doesn't work, you know what? I'll take the key that we made. And I said, because then if that key doesn't work, then we're breaking down the door either way. And we were tied. And so in the midst of talking about the cats, what did you just ask me, Adrian?
Well, you also brought up that Fridays you give your cats a special meal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when you said that, it triggered something in my mind because, you know, everyone has bad days, animal or human. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So if the cats have a bad day, do you discipline your cats? Are there Fridays where they don't get the
You mean like you mean like no Florentine on Friday for you?
Yeah.
You just get dry food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you move like that?
No.
Good for you.
No.
Good for you.
No. You've never put your foot down with your cats?
Have you ever owned a cat?
I was going to say, have you ever?
If you've ever owned a cat, you'll understand. The cat disciplines you. You don't. Uh-huh. You pay. When the cat is mad, you're the one that pays. They don't pay with you mad at them. It doesn't work that way.